45 degrees on a Festival Food Friday in our March Open Hoops. Got a $10 Festival Food gift card we're going to give away this morning. We'll draw from among our pledgers for Cody Ender on his 40th birthday, one of our great listeners, our guest shooter. And Jason, you got to know him a little bit through the best 5 minutes of the day and social media, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we still interact fairly regularly. It's a good guy. Yeah, it's happy birthday. I just want to say that first. I didn't realize it was today. So
yeah. You know, it's funny. I was reaching out to him last night because I'm like, you know, this is the last day of the hoops. And I'm like, I've just as soon not shoot. And he's like, at first he's like, who is this? And I'm, you know, because texting sometimes you don't know. And then he's like, are you asking me because it's my birthday tomorrow? And I'm like, that sounds good to me if you're up for it.
Yeah, that's a great reason to do it.
And then on top of it, it's his 40th, so.
Right. Milestone birthday?
Yep, that's right. So
seems like a long time in the rearview mirror for me.
Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's taken me a long time to get used to 60, and it was truly just a couple of days ago, I'm like, hell, well, forget 60. You are pushing towards 61.
Yep, it's coming.
It's less than 3 months away.
It's coming down the pike for you.
Do you know anybody who's so excited about their birthday that they kind of count down, like, how many months until it comes?
I mean, I certainly have been that way.
It's you. It's you're the person.
It's me. Yeah. Yeah, mine's a while yet.
You resemble. Probably. I try to be on top. I don't do it most of the time. I try to be on top of when the 25th comes, because actually in our daily prep list, it'll tell you, like, hey, it's this many months till Christmas, which coincides because your birthday's 2 months before Christmas.
Exactly 2 months before Christmas.
Right. Yep. As you look back at the last year with all the exercise and the hiking, I just feel so happy for you. You took such a proactive step, and I know not everybody was, I mean, that's putting it mildly. You had to talk to some of your friends and be like, you know what? I know what I'm doing here. And you've become a poster child for the gastric bypass, I think, so.
Yeah, it's been great. I feel much healthier. I think I may have mentioned, you know, went hiking this weekend and, big climb and wasn't out of breath. It was great. It was wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm just going to mention it. People keep dying. And so if we could figure that out, that would be great. So,
it does seem to keep happening.
It does. We just lost John Feinstein. So he was a sports writer who'd written many books on sports, a lot about golf and basketball. So, all right, the next Larry Crabb book we have here, as Crabb Fest extends into mid-March, was Soul Talk. It was a 2003 book. I think about that book just when I think about, you know, relating on a deeper level, and that was so Larry, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, every time I think of Soul Talk, I think of your wife. I think this is her favorite book.
She likes it a lot.
Yeah. You know, so he's talking about what does it look like to have spiritual conversations with people, you know, to really connect with people. And he has these five things he talks about, you know, thinking beneath what's happening beneath the surface of people's life.
Yeah.
You know, thinking vision, what's the Holy Spirit up to? Thinking passion, what's going on in me as I'm talking to you?
Right.
Thinking story, what is the other person's story? And then thinking about movement, how is the Spirit moving into a person's brokenness and moving them toward growth, right? You know, and so to have this framework for how we engage and think with one another, I think can really help foster great conversation.
That, as you go through that, I'm just going to say with all due respect, that is not only the way the average person, I'm going to say the average Christian, even the typical pastor is just not thinking those things.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that was what both you and I would probably say this was true about Larry.
Yeah.
Is he encouraged us to think about Christianity in ways a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and it offered fresh eyes and fresh thoughts. And, you know, for me, there were a lot of aha moments as I read through a lot of his stuff because it's just so eye-opening, so encouraging, seems to get to the heart of what relational Christianity looks like.
Yeah, a couple of things, exactly. And again, starting with the Trinity, right? That relationship in the Trinity and that big aha, which needs to be referenced every Sunday and is not mentioned most Sundays. But anyhow, it was like, it's great to be saved. I mean, certainly, but like, what's the more? And, you know, for Dallas Willard to be like, the kingdom of heaven within you, that's what you're bringing the kingdom. And for Larry, that relational element that was emphasized, and the deeper, and you're like, oh, I knew there was an ocean here and not just a puddle, right?
Right, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to press into that is important for us, I think.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you, friend.
Yep. You bet.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Right now, our next two matchups for our annual WIB Wake Up Show, CCM, Contemporary Christian Music Song Showdown. And we've got an interesting matchup here because it is the two headliners for OneFest this year.
Yeah, they're both great. And so you'd love it to be a tie. But We the Kingdom is the Friday night headliner. And we're going to hear from them first, nominated by Mark Potraz. And then Torrin Wells, the Saturday night headliner, also they score off and one of them moves on.
Yes, and so Torrin Wells' song, God's Not Done With You, nominated by Beth from Elk Mound. And so it's We the Kingdom, Child of Love against God's Not Done With You by Torrin Wells. Two ways to vote, 715-396-1670. You can vote by text. You can get a bonus vote by commenting on the post that's live now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. As always, when you have family votes, we just ask, hey, can you truly survey your family and let us know, again, the names of who's voting, not just say, hey, there's eight people in my household. They all vote the same way I do. So, again, just...
Because then you get into the dog and the cat and the ferret, and that's just not fair.
Exactly. So, again, just have fun with it and be honest. Let's hear both of these songs, starting with We the Kingdom, and here's Mark's intro.
Hello, WWIB listening family. This is Mark and Grace Potraz, family from Chippewa Falls, and this year for the CCM Bracket Tournament, we nominated the band We the Kingdom. We thought We the Kingdom would be a great band to nominate because they're coming to OneFest this year. We were actually going to see We the Kingdom 5 years ago back in 2020 when they were fresh on the CCM scene with their song Holy Water over in the Twin Cities at the now defunct Joyful Noise Festival. But as you all know, in 2020, things were canceled, including that festival and We the Kingdom's appearance. So now 5 years later, we are excited that We the Kingdom is coming to the Chippewa Valley for the first time as the Friday night headliner at OneFest. The song we picked for this first round of the tournament from We the Kingdom is Child of Love. And it just has a great message about, I once was this, but now because of Jesus, I'm this. I once was walking the wayside, lost in a lonely road. My satisfaction was not found in Christ. I was believing in lies. But now, because of Christ in my life, I have hope and healing. I have a world of true freedom. I have a friend in Jesus. And I really like the message about the unconditional love we have from God and the bridge of the song, that nothing can change the way you love me. Practically, I think this song is a great song to kick off the tournament because I think they would use this song to open up their act at OneFest. It's a really upbeat and catchy song. And over at our church, Jacob's Well, this song has been used in the past for opening up the service and is still used for a youth group for opening up the evening as well. So, the kickoff, round one of the tournament, please vote for We the Kingdom, Child of Love.
We the Kingdom, Child of Love, nominated by Mark from Chippewa Falls. That is song number one that you can vote for. Song number two is Torrin Wells' God's Not Done With You. That was nominated by Beth from Elk Mound. 715-396-1670. Vote by text. You can get a bonus vote by commenting on the post that's live right now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Here's Beth's introduction to her tune.
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound. I chose God's Not Done With You Yet because I wanted everyone to realize that no matter where they are in life, God's always with you. He'll always be with you, and he'll never leave you. Have a good day. Goodbye.
In my family, it's a special day.
One, two, three, four!
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
Someone special in my family is turning 10 today. He was in yesterday for Hope and Hoops, my son Cooper. So again, he is my first son. I've got two girls, two boys, and man, I still remember what a life-changing event it was when Cooper came into the world 10 years ago at 10 pounds, 2 ounces. He's always been a big, strong boy, and I know we talk, Coop, about, again, God made you big for a reason, right? If he made you big, if he made you strong, he gave you that size, gave you that strength so that you can look out for and protect others and look out for those who are younger or smaller or weaker than you are. And what I love about Cooper is he just has a joy every day. He has a relish and a zest for life. Again, whatever it is, whatever he's doing, he's full out, full tilt for it. So whether it's enjoying a good meal or playing on the Wii or playing sports or reading a book, whatever it is, he does it with just so much joy and enthusiasm. And his dad learns a lot from him because sometimes I think as we get older, maybe we lose that joy. And I see that joy in my son day after day. And I'm just so grateful to God for giving him to me and my wonderful wife, Lindsay. So happy birthday, Cooper. Happy 10th birthday. Double digits. Love you. I know you've been excited for this day for a long, long time. You love your birthday, and I love that you love your birthday. I love your birthday, too, and looking forward to spending some time with you. This is a song that I think Cooper will like. It's the new one from Forrest Frank featuring Thomas Rhett. It's called Nothing Else. Happy birthday, Coop. And Havel, we have a winner between We the Kingdom Child of Love and God's Not Done With You by Torrin Wells, our latest song showdown.
Yeah, congratulations to Mark Potraz, his song Child of Love from We the Kingdom. That group moves on.
All right, there you go. And we'll have another matchup at 7:15 on Monday morning. Thanks, as always, for your participation. We appreciate it so much. And thank you to everybody who's pledging for Hope and Hoops, 715-396-1670. We've heard from two so far with about an hour to go before Hope and Hoops, a little less than an hour. So we'd love to hear from you as well. And thank you for your support during the fundraiser here in March. Well, another thing we do on Friday mornings, we get you caught up on what you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We do it in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Daylight saving time still has people feeling sleepy.
I'm just tired from trying to figure out how to set the clock in my car. Yes, daylight saving time recovery is going slowly.
I'm still trying to make up for that lost hour of Netflix.
Right?
A mother in Portugal took out a gun and shot the family TV to stop the kids from watching.
What did I tell you kids about watching so much violence?
That'll teach them.
A survey of iPhone users reveals that the iPhone is addictive.
Normally, I'd read a punchline here, but I'm too busy playing with my iPhone.
True.
Chuck Norris turned 85 on Monday.
Like most days, he started his morning with a protein shake and then wrestled a bear.
And that was before noon.
In Tennessee, a man lying in a bed was shot by his dog.
I expect this to be turned into a song and played on country radio by the end of next week.
Looking at you, Wax.
And finally, scientists think that more than half of the life on Earth may lie below land.
The other half is living in the ring around the inside of your bathtub.
Yikes.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. And the man himself has joined us in studio, Pastor Travis Albrecht from Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire. Welcome, and so great to have you here.
Yeah, good morning, Caleb. Thanks for having me.
So how long have you been at Valley Brook now?
Well, I've been a pastor there for about 8 years.
Okay.
But my wife and I attended there as college students back in the late 90s.
And that leads us into something that you were telling me off the air. Again, such a great opportunity for ministry being in downtown Eau Claire. You have a young adult, college age, and such a Bible study tonight, right?
Yeah, it's Pi Day 3.14, yes. March 14th, right? And so our young adults are kicking off their new ministry tonight. So if you're a young adult or a college student, they're going to be doing pies and pizzas. So bring your favorite pie or they'll be providing pizzas, right?
All right. So bring your favorite pie and pizza, provide a pie and pizza on Pi Day and studying the Word of God too. And it's a great opportunity, I think, maybe to invite someone who doesn't know the Lord as well too and say, hey, come along. There's going to be some great food here and fellowship, meeting other people our own age. But, you know, you can use that as a great introduction to say, hey, this is what I'm about. I'm about Jesus. And you can find out a little bit more about what I believe. It can be, again, some people can be a little shy, I think, when sharing their testimony, and they can be a great introduction again to the Word.
Yeah. Yeah. Come and see, right? That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, yep. It's in Valley Brook's loft right across from the theater. We've got multiple buildings down there, but if you go across the street, it's loft, and 6:30 tonight.
6:30 tonight. So again, and always a lot of things going on. I know you guys have hosted some conferences and things like that recently that Havel was talking about, and of course, Easter coming up. Can I ask you, Pastor Travis, what's something that excites you right now about what God is doing in your church, in the community, where you say, wow, praise the Lord, that's something that only he could do, and praising him for that?
Yeah, well, we've got some people that are really excited. We've got a lot of people really excited about Jesus right now.
Yeah.
And And so wanting to help people be welcome to community. We believe that community, at post-pandemic, everyone seems to be so isolated and alone. And so what does it mean to be welcome to community? So bringing people back in, trying to, you know, get to know, be a place where you can be known and know others. And then to be challenged by the gospel. These people, so our people are really excited about being welcome to community and being challenged by the gospel right now.
And that is exciting. And again, praise and prayer. How can we pray for you? How can we pray for your staff, your church right now there at Valley Brook?
Just that we would, be helping people be welcome to community and being challenged by the gospel.
Yeah.
And not just, cruising through life. What we really want to be doing is be diligently following Jesus, right? And
right.
So making disciples and loving people where they are. And helping them meet Jesus.
And following hard after Jesus Christ means movement, right? It's not not stasis. It's not just staying the same, too. It's moving after him. And sometimes in the Christian life, it can feel like two steps forward, three steps back. But again, the call is the same. Follow me, follow me. And we hope that we're doing that together.
Yeah, the early church was called the Way, right? It wasn't the stay put. It was the Way. And so, let's go.
So, we are enjoying having Hope and Hoops and then Hope and Holes. So you're the last weekday here of shooting on our Little Tykes Hoop and Studio. And then we'll be putting on kind of a skee ball type of a little putting green. We'll tell you all more about that next week. But again, pledge is welcome at 715-396-1670 for Pastor Travis. Now, you told me off the air that you're kind of a baseball fan, a runner. So how are you feeling like you'll measure up here against this famed Little Tykes Hoop?
Well, people have a lot of faith in me making them.
Yes.
I would say, for baseball, if 2 out of 5 is batting 400.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good.
With that.
Yeah, I sure can. So, win or lose, we're we're here for the ministry. So.
Exactly. We appreciate you coming in, Pastor Travis, to support the nonprofit ministry of WIB, Inc. Well, we've got more pledges rolling in here to catch you up on. Bob and Nicole say $4 per made shot, $2 per missed shot for Pastor Travis Albrecht from Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire. We heard from Curtis and Beth, $5 per make and $3 per miss. Okay, so I had that wrong. They said not just $3 per miss, Pastor Travis. They're also pledging $5 per make. So there you go. Thank you so much. And who else do we have here? Linda. Linda says $10 for each basket made, $5 for each basket missed. So we've got all sorts of support. Jad from Oliva, Jody from Oliva. Wow, Oliva's big today. Tanya from Eau Claire, Julie from Eau Claire. Everybody in that drawing as we bring in Havo here for that $10 Festival of Foods gift card. But great support and a lot of Valley Brook supporters.
I know. I recognize a lot of Valley Brookers. We appreciate their listening to WIB and supporting you.
Yeah, amen.
All right, so Havel, if you've got the better view, I'll let you play-by-play for your pastor, Travis Albrecht from Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire for Hope and Hoops on the final weekday of Hope and Hoops. Tomorrow's the final day for Hope and Hoops, and then Hope and Holes starts bright and early on Monday.
Very good. All right, and we're supposed to wear green, I hear.
Okay.
All right, which it is St. Patrick's Day. All right, he's got two balls in his hand, ready to go. Looks like the overhand approach, and banked it off a little bit. All right, he's got four more. Next one is backboard off a little bit to the left. Yeah, it is. There it go. There we go. Off the backboard. Oh, a little bit to the right. And now one more. Come on. All right.
Just off the mark. But you know what? 1 for 5 is solid, too, when you haven't done this all month like we have. So we'll get Pastor Travis on for a little post-game reaction. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes we like to ask people to testify that this isn't as easy as it might sound when people are listening. They're like, they're like, oh, yeah, it's a little tight suit.
I know.
It's not quite as easy as it might sound, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to make 5, but I'm really happy with at least 1. I mean, there's really a 0.
Exactly.
Embarrassing. But
I hear you.
Well, I mean,
I had 2 over performances already this
today,
month.
Today, didn't you hit 3?
I did.
That's
dedicated
fantastic.
It to Junior Bridgman, who was on the Bucks when I was a ball boy many moons ago, and used the approach I'd see the players use where they started off and they'd step back after they made some. So I did that today.
Well, there you go. So I think we've got the best of the week coming up shortly here. But first, we'll play a tune from Wren Collective. Pastor Travis, thank you so much for you and everybody at Valley Brook for your ministry in our community. And thank you for coming to support the ministry of WIB, Inc. today as well.
Thank you as well. You know, indeed, we're better together, right?
Absolutely. Well, every week, Havel puts this together for us. He condenses a week's worth of shows into just a few minutes. This is the best of the week. Let's take a listen together.
Okay, we're ready. Will's just getting his hands out of his pockets here, wearing his UW Eau Claire hoodie and gray Nike sweatpants, barefoot except for the trademark Crocs. So he literally towed the line.
Crocs?
a balmy 17 degrees. Here he goes for the first shot. Nothing but net. Shot number two going up, and same thing, straight on, straight in.
Today in history, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell successfully spoke the first words on a telephone by calling for his assistant. I don't know if he had any vision towards cell phones at that point. I'm thinking not.
Number three, going up, and brims in.
Nice.
Today, to organize your home office, if your office isn't at home, don't worry.
Well, it's time to do that random drawing from everyone who left their Cabin Fever scream for our Cabin Fever contest. Again, so, so many of you did this, and we're glad that you did, because everyone who entered had a chance to win some bonus prizes and a chance to win our grand prize. And that grand prize is the following: a 10-pound cheesecake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, an escape room adventure from Tactical Escape 101, a beautiful hanging basket from Raintree Garden Center, two full event tickets to One Fest, and a two-night stay and play for a family of five from Metropolis Resort and Action City. So let's hear who won that. We're going to play back their Cabin Fever scream one more time as we announce their name. Here is our Cabin Fever 2025 grand prize winner. It is...
Hi, my name is Alessia from Eau Claire, and this is my Cabin Fever scream.
Warning, Cabin Fever detected.
Well done, Celestia. Celestia from Eau Claire is our Cabin Fever contest grand prize winner, and she wins everything we just mentioned.
Number four is in. He said, oh no, but he made it.
Get way
it,
to bro. Go.
Get it.
It rolled around a little. It made it.
It's a Plant a Flower Day, and working moms, we celebrate you today. I think every mom is working.
Number five is in.
Yeah.
He bounced around a little. It's in, and he's back top of the key.
All right, this is a double it all.
And it's good.
Yeah.
Wow. 6 for 6, including a 3 from the top of the key.
I'm on.
Man. You.
I was better than winning versus Lakeland. That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
Today's number is 13,800, the number of people injured in the UK each year by, boy, this would be a great trivia question. Injured each year by vegetables. I've never heard that before. How would that happen exactly? So, Frank, do you have a take for me? How are 13,800 people in the UK getting injured by vegetables?
That I could just see a broccoli smashing a person. I don't know.
We are ready to go with Roderick. Go for it. Here we go. First one is up, and he banked it in. Yes. 1 for 1. The next one, a little bit short, but it went in. Yeah. Off the front plastic. He is 3 for 3. Swished it through. 2 more to go. It's up and got it. 4 for 4. He chucked the backboard thing a while ago, and he makes it. 5 out of 5. All right. This is what they call the dribbler, the extra shot. It's up, and he banked it in. Wow. There we go. The best of the week on WWIB.
And again, thank you so much, Pastor Travis Albrecht from Valley Brook Church, for joining us this morning for Hope and Hoops. And we've got to do a drawing as well. So here are all our pledgers: Julie from Eau Claire, Tanya from Eau Claire, Jody from Oliva, Jad from Oliva, Curtis and Beth. We also heard from Linda from Eau Claire, and from Bob and Nicole as well. And a lot of Valley Brook supporters here for WIB Incorporated and for Pastor Travis. So thank you so much for your generosity. And let's see, out of those 7 pledgers, random number generator says number 7, and that is Bob and Nicole. They win the $10 Festival Foods gift card. So there you go.
Enjoy, guys.
Well, again, Pastor Travis, I know you're a frequent listener of the WIB Wake Up Show, which we appreciate so much, and thank you for joining us in person. Great to meet you this morning, and again, God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you, and thank you guys for all that you do and the rest of the DJs here, right? Is that what they call them nowadays?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. DJs, announcers, whatever.
Yeah, announcers.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah.
So.